the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks. Phil here from Beyond the Pitch. Just want to record a quick intro to the Romelu Lukaku interview before we get into it and explain the circumstances behind it. We were given quite late notice that we could conduct this interview. We initially had it scheduled to do it at a location that was conducive to recording. We ended up having to change plans at the last minute as some of the tests got extended, and we had to go and do this interview essentially in the lobby of the hospital that Lukaku was doing his medical tests in, hence the reason why it's a bit echoey. The audio quality is not superlative. It's not studio grade. So we do apologize. Understand, folks, that we don't have huge budgets for high-end audio recording equipment. And even if we did, given the location we were in, we wouldn't have been able to use it anyway. We were honored to be given the opportunity to speak to Romelu. We hope you enjoy this interview. We hope you come back to BTP, because we're going to have a lot more Manchester United one-on-one content throughout the summer as we follow United throughout the tour. Honored to bring you Romelu Lukaku. Thanks to all of you who download the show. Thanks to all of you who follow us. Thanks to all the support you give us. And we hope you enjoy it. Romelu Lukaku.
Hello folks, welcome to Beyond the Pitch on NBC Sports. I'm Phil, as always, delighted to be joined here with my regular co-host Martin, and absolutely delighted to be joined here with the fantastic Romelu Lukaku, who of course has just signed for Manchester United. Delighted that Romelu has joined us on BTP to do one of his first interviews. Romy, how you feeling, mate, and how's things?
Yeah, really well. Really happy and delighted to have signed for the biggest club in the world. I can't wait to get started.
There was so much speculation surrounding this. Were you going to go to Chelsea? Were you going to go to Manchester United? You said at the end of the season you knew exactly where your future lay. Did you know it was going to be United, or was it at that point you're not sure? Was Chelsea your first choice? Was United your first choice? Did you know it was going to be United?
Yeah, at the time I knew. At the time I knew. I knew from the interest of United for about a year and a half. And you know, I've spoken to the manager plenty of times, and I knew what to expect. And you know, to be part of the biggest club in the world, and hopefully to be able to challenge for the trophies, that's a dream of mine. And you know, now I'm really grateful to have a chance to be part of this club, and I'm gonna give my everything every single day to make sure that the club gets back the glory that it had in the past.
With all respect to your former clubs, United obviously on another level globally, with every little thing on and off the pitch scrutinised like no other team in the world. Have you had conversations with the likes of Paul Pogba, a good friend of yours, about exactly what to expect on that front?
Yeah, me and Paul, we are together on a daily basis. Literally after training, when I was at Everton, I went to my home and had my food, and then I would rest and go to his house, and we would just watch TV or play PlayStation or watch movies, and he will explain me like on a daily basis how it went. And you know, I'm excited. You know, it's not something that I fear. It's something that I was waiting for. I was waiting for this opportunity my whole life. And I worked really hard to get here, but now I want to work even harder than I used to, so I can help the team hopefully achieve big things.
How important was Jose Mourinho in your decision? Obviously, someone you've known well throughout your career. You worked with him before Chelsea. Was he a big factor in this decision?
Yeah, he was. To be fair, in all fairness, when starting to learn stuff about the game, I knew that he was the manager who I wanted to play for when if I ever had the chance to turn a pro. And I had the opportunity to work under him when I was 20 at Chelsea. you know, it didn't went how I expected to happen, how I expected to go. But we moved on from there. We have a brilliant relationship, and you know, he knows that I will go to a brick wall for him. And you know, I'm really excited to work under him and to improve and to challenge for trophies, and you know, to be in the dressing room with great players but also great characters is something that I wanted, and it's going to help me to get better.
Obviously, you don't seem like the type of player who's going to be timid and shy away from such a huge transfer fee. Mm-hmm. But obviously, with these huge transfer fees these days, yeah, comes, in my opinion anyway, an unexpected level, really. I mean, yeah, you know, you look at the Pogba transfer fee, the 90 million, I don't know what people were expecting, whether it was 30 goals, 30 assists a season, it's not, yeah, the type of player.
Yeah.
But you know, with these huge transfer fees, being at the biggest club in the world, as you said, are you prepared for the scrutiny that's going to come with that? And are you prepared for this price tag, whatever the final price tag goes out in the press might be,
yeah,
to be mentioned on a daily basis, just like it is with these top players? And especially if, you know, not that we think it will happen, but you go a few games without a goal, mm-hmm, it's continuously gets brought up this prat of 75, 80, 90, whatever it,
yeah,
might be.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for the backlash, so to speak, in the media?
Like I said, I'm a really positive guy. My mentality is maybe one of my strongest assets is the thing that I embrace whatever comes in the game, like negative or positive. I always try to learn from everything that happens in the game, and that's what makes me improve year after year. I think after every season, like for a week, I'll be looking at my performances. I will look almost every game at every game and look at every clip of mine and, you know, watch the good parts but also the flaws. And it makes me improve year after year, because when I look back, I score more and more and more and more and more. And it is something that I was waiting for, this opportunity. For my whole life, like I said, I play football to win trophies and to be part of a big team. And now I'm at the biggest club in the world. I cannot complain. I can't complain. The only thing I want to do is help my teammates as much as I can on a daily basis to you know, to achieve our dreams, and this to win trophies. So I'm not really busy with what people are saying. The only thing that I care about is improve, work hard, and deliver at the weekend.
You've been playing professional football since you were 16 years of,
yeah,
age. I remember watching you around the left as a kid, thinking, I can't believe he's 16, he's incredible, he's going to go to the Champions League at a young age. But if you look at a lot of phenoms at that age, the original Ronaldo, mm-hmm, you look at a lot of young players that came through playing regular football at 16, perhaps being Rooney. Burnout's an issue sometimes, mm-hmm, because of the amount of football that you've played at 24. Mm-hmm. I imagine your fitness and your professionalism is incredibly important to you to make sure burnout's not a factor for you.
Yeah, I've been since, let me think, since 5 years, I've been working with a chef. I've bought all the equipment that I needed for recovery at my house. If you look at my house, I have everything that I need for recovery, and I look after myself. I don't want to skip any gym sessions. I really look at my sleeping time and stuff like that, and it shows. Like my injury record is like it's not even there. So for me, I love the game. I love the game. I love football. I love training. I love everything that's involved in the game, and I think that's something that helps me going through whatever I have to go through. But also, one thing that is important to me is not how you start the race. You see, everybody talks about the start of the career, from 18 until 25, but I always think how I'm going to end. How am I going to be at 28, 29, 30, 31, 32? I still want to be performing. I look up then, I look up like guys like Cristiano Ronaldo, actually, 32, switch from positions, still performing, Drogba, 32, 33, 34, Lampard, Scholes, Giggs, Neville, those were the guys, like, they were still performing at an advanced age. I want to be the same, even though that I started young, but those guys, like, the class of 92, they started all at 17, 18, but they kept playing until 38. So I'm like, I want to achieve the same. But it's going to take a lot of commitment, but that's what I'm willing to do because I love the game.
Ronaldo, number 9 for Belgium, number 10 for Everton. I'm sure all the fans are going to want to know, is the decision being made? Obviously 9 and 10 both available at the club right now. Just going to give you some names here. Number 9, Tommy Taylor, Bobby Charlton, Brian McClair, Andy Cole, Ibra. Number 10 is Dennis Violet, George Best at times, Dennis Law, Mark Hughes, Ruud van Nistelrooy, Wayne Rooney. How excited are you to add your name to that list of legendary goal scorers for the greatest club in the world?
I mean, the harder work is going to start now. So for me, it's, everything is going to start on Monday. On Monday, I'm going to come in and start doing work and improve myself on a whole nother level and hopefully achieve big things. You know, I'm humble. And I just don't want to look forward too much. I want to do everything on a daily basis in a perfect way, in a perfect manner, so I can deliver week in, week out. But
you mentioned Didier Drogba. You compare yourself to sensational players such as that. Is he someone that you would look at to add to the striker right now? Is that who you compare yourself with? And you obviously look at Mourinho's record with people like Drogba, who's done a fantastic job in developing the year. Is he the type of striker you would say you most resemble?
You have similarities, but with a lot of differences. Because he's more of a target man. While me, I'm more of an off the ball runner. Ball at my feet, I'll go and try to create something out of nothing. And he would be more like the focal point of the attack, where I'll be more of a willing runner sometimes, which people don't think, but like I'm really fast. And the playing style of Jose Mourinho will fit me much more, because the way that he plays, I can identify myself into that play when he wants to go fast forward, and that will benefit a lot to me. So I would say yes, I have some things from him, and I would say I would have off the ball runs from Anelka. Like I said, I always wanted to be a mix of both.
So lastly, how does it feel to now be a Manchester United player? Every kid in the world who kicks the ball dreams of doing what you've just done. Yeah. I kick the ball in the pouring rain in Ireland for every day in the hopes that I could just be what you are, and I was never good enough. How does it feel to live every kid's dream?
I mean, it's a blessing. Like I said, it's a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work and dedication and knowing what you're good at and knowing what you're not good at. I think in football, you have to know both. If you want to be one of the best, if that's your goal, you have to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. So at the end of the day, you become the most complete player ever. And, you know, at the moment of time, I'm on the right way. I've come a long way, and I've had the last two seasons were good. Now for me, I want to test myself. I want to see where my limits are. I want to push myself past the barrier. I want to push myself and test myself with the best players in the world. And you know, at the moment of time, I'm in the biggest club of the world. And those players are going to make me improve, and I'm going to get better. I'm going to get faster and stronger, technically better. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the progression that I'm going to make. And you know, the coaches and the players are going to help me. But at the end of the day, it's about the club.
Lastly, quick message for the Manchester United fans. What do they expect?
Hopefully a lot of big things from us. I think we all of us want to make sure that we bring the club where it belongs, bring the trophy if they have the permission for where it belongs, but we are in pre-season and we have to work hard. The manager has his plans and we have to deliver on a daily basis and especially in the games.
We are honored to have you as part of this football club, Rami. I think I speak on behalf of all Manchester United fans that we were desperate to get the sending over the line, and we were tracking our phones every 5 minutes to get through. So excited we're finally here. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We're honored, and for me it's an honor to speak to you for a second time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rami, thank you so much for having me.